Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Wake that thing up, KC. It's about that time to get your hustle on and your shining on. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, holding it down. And I got a special co-host with me today.
That's right, it's your girl J-Dub hanging out with you. It is 5:59 on your Throwback Thursday. Highs today near 29. Currently, it is 15 degrees in this thing.
Woo, it's cold outside. I think it also feels like 4. So use that and prepare accordingly. I was laying up when I walked up in here. Lay up for show. I know we got tickets we giving away too.
Yeah, definitely. We got some tickets. We're giving away some holiday instant win tickets from the Kansas Lottery.
Plus, need that.
We got your chance to get hooked up with them King George Fan Family Tour.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Of course, if you didn't know, the toy and food drive, thing kicks off on tomorrow. And next hour, we will be talking to some more comedians, some more. She'll be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club.
That's going to be a good interview, man. I'm excited to talk to her.
Yeah, so she'll stop by Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And then your TMG goes down into 23s. George Clooney doubles down on the fact that him and his wife, they've never argued. What? Then Travis Kelce said, same thing with me and Taylor. Is that cap?
It's cap.
We'll talk about it at your TMG. Don't forget those go down at your 23s, your motivational minute, on the way in 10 minutes. But if you didn't know, it's a special birthday. It's Sagittarius season, the best sign in the world, if you didn't know about that too. But we got to end this thing on that Throwback Thursday with a Jigga classic.
Okay.
Go ahead and get into it. It's time to get your hustle on and your shine on right here on Hot 103 Jams.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You're getting there. Keep the good work going. You're moving in a positive direction. Continue the momentum. You put time and effort into the progress you've made so far. Now, do what's necessary to make sure it all pays off. You decided on a goal, and you've been following through on your decision. You've reached a place where each action brings you closer, and that's a good place to be. You know you'll be able to see your efforts through to completion. You persisted through the challenges, and your objective is coming into view. With some more work, you'll finish what you set out to accomplish. Then, stronger and more capable than ever, you'll be all set to do even more. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your Thursday morning. Highs today near 29. It's going to be partly sunny but cold. Currently, it is 14 degrees. Feels like 7 degrees outside, so make sure you bundle up.
Lord.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, G to the L to the O, Big Glow, she shares that her and rapper Young Thug have made up following those jail calls where he kept mentioning her and also kind of hinted at her not being the best looking from his point of view.
Yeah.
Well, she speaks on it.
Nah, we cool.
Is that a hard conversation or was it like after y'all?
Nah, it was a funny conversation. You know, I don't take a lot of stuff too serious. Like, I joke. Especially like if it ain't like no death or fight matter, like nothing like that. Yeah, I ain't gonna take it too serious. Like, okay. But yeah, we talked after that. We cool.
Shout out to the Glow. I don't think it was that serious either. It's some jail calls.
It was funny,
ain't no
though.
Telling, like, if we expose each other's phone calls.
Yeah. like the stuff that you say privately should be private and stay private.
Yeah. You on a jail phone though. It ain't private. They make sure they let you know. But I understand he had number time up in there. So what you gonna do? You gonna be messy and gossip with your girl. So I'm glad that they were able to reconcile. That's cool.
Yeah.
In other news, Flex Alexander reveals that Michael Jackson wasn't a fan of the Man in the Mirror biopic that he starred in, and he finally came to terms with it was just a bad movie all around.
I really thought that in my mind. I'm like, boy, we did performances. I did Man in the Mirror performance and other songs. I'm thinking like, yes. And then they have this airbrush. And they wanted to put a prosthetic nose on me as well. I was like, I'm not doing that. We go on and we shoot it. Then I just started thinking about it, and I looked and I was like, it is kind of bad. I do look ashy. Yeah, I look very ashy. So I just started having fun with it.
And clearly, definitely had some fun with it, because I never really watched that whole thing. I just always saw clips of it, and I was like, what in the world is going on?
I thought it was like a parody. Like, I couldn't get through it. And when I saw his airbrush, I was like, bro, you just now saying it's bad? You knew it was bad when they put the airbrush on you.
Well, we're looking forward to the new biopic that'll be coming out with his nephew starring him. So that's exciting in the new year of 2026. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 6:38 talking to Mary Lucas. He puts out a band. We'll talk about what that band is up next right here. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, kicking off your throwback Thursday on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, and I have a very special co-host with me today.
That's right, it's your girl, J-Dub, hanging out with you on your Thursday morning. Currently, it is 640. Highs today near 29. Gonna be partly sunny, even colder, but currently, it's 14 degrees, feels like 7. Make sure you bundle up today.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be bundled up all weekend long as Hot 103 Jams presents the 32nd Annual Toy and Food Drive along with our community partner, St. James Church, Kansas City. Make sure you pop out. Everything kicks off tomorrow, December 5th, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Saturday, December 6th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you have 2 days. If you want to stop by both of them, you can do that. We'll be at the Walmart Supercenter off 350 Highway in Raytown. Just help us support Harvesters and Toys for Tots to help local families this holiday season. If you want some more info or you want to donate online, all you got to do is go to kprs.com and we're going to make sure that we get you right.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, who also is trying to make sure that you are A-OK is Mary Lucas. He cited a recent overdose death in which kratom was detected in a push to ban gas station drugs. Now, he actually talked about this a couple weeks ago on Hustle and Shine in the Morning during our All Things KC segment. But he also added that unregulated gas station drugs are substances that are sold with virtually no oversight or accountability. Lucas said in a press release on yesterday afternoon, these products are marketed as legal alternatives, but often just as dangerous as controlled substances and have no place on our shelves when they contribute to addiction, overdoses, and neighborhood instability, particularly impacting our children. And so that ban is, of course, kratom, Delta 8, Delta 9, THC edibles, nitrous oxide, and other synthetic cannabinoids. If I said that right, I'm going to pat myself on the back. If not, you know, we'll get it right. Typically found in convenience stores like the vape shops and smoke shops.
I think the crazy thing about this is that some of these things have like psychoactive compounds. So people, like, you lose your mind on them. Like, you literally can go out, like, outside of yourself. And that's not safe to be around other people or being in situations where you might have mental health issues already.
Yeah, I don't even trust things that come out of the gas station, let alone a pill. Because I know people was popping them other type of pills.
Yeah,
we ain't going to talk about that little honey I was taking.
They were.
Now you messed up. Mm-hmm. So be careful and make sure you're watching what your children are partaking in as well, because some things might look like candy and they are not. Yeah, so make sure you are keeping your eyes peeled and watching your back too. It's that time we send a little bit of love around the town. 816-900-4103. Text us the name of a friend, a family member, colleague. We don't care who it is. Rich Harris, he already on the line. Text us right now, 816-900-4103. We got a shout-out waiting on them right here on Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Crack is whack.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Now, shout out to all the cousins that have been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you oh so much. And then also, shout out to Rich Harris that's always on the text line. And shout out to some of the family that I ran into over the weekend. Appreciate you so much. Shout out to videographer BTS by Gooms that's behind the scene by Gooms. We was mic'd up, did the whole nine. It was really fun. It was a great experience. That was at the year nine Fade to Black party. Shout out to Els for that one, too. Okay. And then happy birthday, happy sixth birthday to Amir. Birthday's going down over the weekend. Auntie wanted me to let you know, check for the mail. She got something on the way for you. So happy sixth birthday to Amir. And congratulations are in order to Kansas City's very own Sly Huncho. We've mentioned him on the show plenty of times. Mm-hmm. He's that barber that be going crazy online. He's always in that mode. I ain't doing it no justice. We got to get Huncho, of course, to do the honors one of these days when he has some time. But he just made the Forbes under 30 list.
Wow.
That is major.
That's a major achievement.
Yeah. Wow, so shout out to Sly Huncho and his entire family. We appreciate you all so much for representing the town and doing it oh so effortlessly.
And hitting up on that text line, we got plenty of cousins tapping in. We got Daniel V, who got plenty of shout outs. He wants to say what's up to Richard from the teaching at the Kansas City School of the Blind. Also want to say what's up to his dad, Greg, for turning on Hot 103 Jams like he does. And Tyler for not complaining that he's turning on Hot 103 Jams. Want to give a special birthday shout out to Courtney, as well as a shout out to Nayapu. Proud, your mom is proud of the woman you're becoming. Keep striving for greatness to your young queen, to her young queen. God bless you. And happy belated birthday to Keisha B.
Hey, Keisha.
We see you.
Happy belated birthday, and big shout out to all the Sagittarius. You know, in 6 days, it's a holiday. I don't know if you know about that, Jada.
Oh, wow.
Did they tell you about the holiday?
I've heard about the holiday.
Yeah.
I'm about to see how it goes down. I'm sure it's going to be like a movie.
It is going to be a movie for sure. So shout out to all the cousins. Keep your ears peeled. I got something dropping today on my birthday celebration plans.
I like that.
So we can kick it. All the Sagittarius is in the town. A big festivity. Next hour, we got some more of the comedian dropping by Hustle and Shine in the morning. And then, of course, we still got your morning gossip going down. We got to talk about Travis Kelce and his relationship with Taylor Swift. Is it cap that they never have argued in 2 years?
We're going to talk about it.
We're going to dive into it. Up next, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jeans.
You think about flying, FYI, TSA has announced that air travelers not carrying a real ID will be charged $45. That won't start till February 1st of 2026, but make sure that you handle your real ID. And I didn't really realize how serious it was until I flew maybe a few months back, and I didn't have it. It was on the way.
Okay.
It was in the mail.
Okay.
But I didn't have it when I was flying, and they looked me up and down like I'm thinking.
They do. Like you suspect.
Like
you,
I'm not who I say I am. What?
Well, and so for me, I got pre-check and I have clear. And clear be like,
bourgeois.
Listen,
the
older you get, you realize you're going to pay for convenience. I'm paying for convenience.
That's real.
So you go through and I go, you got a real ID? You got to, if you don't, stand over here. And I'm like, wow. Yeah, that's not me, but.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have, I get it. Convenience is an important thing, so. FYI, February 1st, TSA, they're going to be doing something a little different. But what we're going to do for you right now is get you hooked up with a little song.
That's right. You're trying to get hooked up with $30 worth of Kansas Lottery of Holiday Instant Win tickets, giving you a chance to win up to $100,000 and a chance to win a $250 Visa gift card. All you got to do is text the keyword WIN to 816-900-4103. That's the attorney, Roger White. I got you text line. He can turn your rec into a check online at igotyou.net. We're looking for our 10th texter for that.
Make that thing happen for you. Right here, right now. Up next on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, we got to dive into Travis Kelce. He spoke about him and Taylor Swift's relationship and the fact that they have not argued in 2 years at all. We're going to talk about relationships and arguments.
I have thoughts.
Up next, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your Thursday morning. Today's going to be partly sunny and cold, but it's going to be highs near 29. Currently, the sun's coming up, but it's still 14 degrees outside. Make sure you bundle up, make your car warm up. Don't have an attitude. Just get there how you're supposed to get there.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, Travis Kelce, he's in the headlines because he mentioned over his podcast with his brother and George Clooney that him and Taylor Swift have not had any arguments at all. Check this out.
Well, it's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten an argument. Never once.
Honestly, you know, neither of us are going to win the argument, so why get in it?
There we go.
There you go.
Now, we have had a lot of relationship talk on this show. And hearing about no arguments, how truthful do we feel like that is?
Listen, unless they literally have the same mind and they both think about the same thing all the time, you're going to have a disagreement. It's about how healthy your disagreement is. So to say y'all never disagreed on anything, I call cap.
And I'm sure he doesn't. I feel like he doesn't really mean no disagreements. It's probably more so we just haven't had no big falling out. She ain't did this. She ain't hopped the fence. I didn't kick her out. I didn't block her. Now, I feel like you in a relationship, you do need a little bit of, you know what I'm saying?
A little spice.
A little bit of friction.
You need a little spice.
Add some spiciness to it. Because nothing, it's always better when you know, you make up and it's like, oh, okay, we cool. We got through something. Maybe that's the toxic side of us speaking.
No. Because you can have a healthy conflict. You can be healthy in conflict.
Yeah.
It's just how you resolve arguments that makes the difference. Just because you're not throwing nobody out and kicking shoes and folding clothes and people putting them at the door don't mean that you are not going to have a disagreement from time to time.
Well, I know what a lot of people thought when they first heard him say that he's never had an argument.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Look, that's the same thing I thought of. Now, switching gears over into Billboard's top 10 hottest female rappers of 2025.
Okay,
we got to talk about this list. Coming in number 10, Ice Spice. Mona Leo, I love that. I love Mona Leo. Happy she's getting some love. Pluto is at number 8.
Okay.
Lotto 7, Megan Thee Stallion at 6. Bunna B and YK, they at 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Glorilla at number 3. Doechii is at that number 2 spot. And actually, coming in for that number 1 spot.
Uh-huh.
You got your girl Cardi B.
Cardi.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Wow.
Now, I seen some comments. Somebody said, right list, wrong order. I kind of agree with this.
I like the list. I would put a couple people a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think YK Niece is, like, literally blowing up.
She's going crazy.
She's literally in everything, doing everything. And her voice is so recognizable that you don't.
Throw that well. Yeah. Throw it. Overly. Yeah, shout out to YK. Of course, maybe I am biased, but I do feel like Nicki Minaj should be in here, despite her not dropping.
Yeah.
She's had two viral TikTok sensations. I don't want to even call them dances, because she has people going using her sound.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Bees in a Trap is still very notable. A lot of celebrities are using it in the high school thing. People had the heels on, standing on desks.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even drop nothing.
She
but
didn't even do it. It's
so
just her.
Maybe it's me because, you know, of course, I rock with Nicki Minaj's music. But. Okay. Hey, shout out to all the females that are doing that thing. I'm very happy that we have even more that are in the game and getting recognized.
Absolutely.
Speaking of females that are being recognized because they are just that girl, we have an OG that's going to be stepping foot in Hustle and Shine in the morning. Comedian Some More. She's stopping by. She will be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club this weekend, but we'll be talking to her up next. 7:38 right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. It's your favorite cousin, Deonna Hustle. We going on tonight. I'm going to just say, for the record, that song, playing that in a club, that's going to get you right for your parking lot pimping. That's going to get you right for the end of your night. It's your favorite cousin, Deonna Hustle, kicking off your Throwback Thursday with my special co-host in the building with me.
It's your girl, J-Dub, hanging out with you on your Thursday morning, 7:41 on this Thursday. Partly cloudy and sunny today. Highs near 29. Currently, it is 15 degrees in Overland Park, but it feels like 7, so make sure you go ahead and put on a bunch of layers. Want to give a special shout out to Brenda A. of KCK. She got hooked up with $30 worth of Kansas Lottery instant win tickets, giving her a chance to get up to 100K and a chance to win a $250 Visa gift card.
Shout out to all the cousins around the town. We appreciate you so much.
D, one of my favorite comedians, will be coming to Kansas City at Zona Rosa at the Funny Bone. We got Some More in the building. She's up hustling and shining. Good morning, Some More. How you feeling?
Good morning. I am on 1,000.
Our listeners are on 1,000. We just gave away tickets to your show, and the listener said if she get called on stage, she gonna act a fool with you.
Never. She ain't gonna never get called on stage.
Damn.
Mm-mm. Never.
We ain't doing that.
My stand-up is a little bit different than that. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's like I prepare a show, and I come to work for them. Yep, all I need is laughs and energy.
So I've been seeing recently some more, like, comedians have been actually, like, going back and forth with people in the audience. Now, like you just said, that's not typically your kind of style. You don't do that. But you can roast somebody. You can get in that type of environment and get busy if you want to. How do you feel about some comedians doing that with the audience and kind of enticing them to go back and forth so they can leave?
I think that's just their style. You know, the beautiful thing about stand-up is that there's different styles. You know, I'm more of a storyteller. Yeah, some people are like a one-liner type of person. Like, they do snaps and different things like that. I'm more of a storyteller. I came with a show that's prepared, and we're going to do the show. I came to entertain.
With your storytelling, is there something that you feel like has been off limits throughout your career? I know you talk about a lot. Like, I feel like when I have been to your show, it's really nothing that's off limits. But is there something that you kind of steer clear of?
The only thing I won't talk about is Whitney Houston.
Wow.
I love Whitney.
You ain't wrong.
Anybody other than that could get it. But Whitney, not Whitney. Yeah. I'd have been put out of hair salons to talk about Whitney.
See, now you're talking Deanna's language because she loves Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And yeah, Dee wasn't born until 96.
I'm a Jersey girl. Okay. I actually knew Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow.
And I ain't talking about Whitney.
Now, she's a comedian, too. What was y'all interactions like?
Who, Whitney?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know, we grew up in the same hood. So, you know, she wasn't really singing then. I mean, she was doing, you know how that one girl that you see in every talent show, you're like, oh, she gonna win.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so since you knew her back then, were you surprised that she married Bobby Brown and that type of thing went on? Or were you like, nah, that's just typical Whitney?
Not at all. I loved it. I encouraged it. I loved it, every minute of it.
We'll continue our conversation with comedian some more up next, 7:51, right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
And we're excited to have you in Kansas City this weekend. What do you look forward to when you come to KC?
Good people. Listen, the people in Kansas City are all around good people. Like, y'all get the dry humor, y'all get the in your face humor. It's just all around good people. So it's kind of like going to see your cousins that you haven't seen in a long time, and you get to hang out. That's what it feels like.
Make sure y'all get y'all tickets.
Everybody know how to cook in Kansas City.
You're damn right. That's why I look the way I do.
That's right.
You silly.
Hey, yo, make sure y'all get y'all tickets at funnybonekc.com. All the way up in Zona Rosa is going down this weekend. Some more. How many shows you got on deck?
Four shows. Two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday. Let's sell them out. Let's have a great weekend.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And I'm kicking off your throwback Thursday with a special co-host in the building.
That's right, that's right. It's your girl, J-Dub, hanging out with you, 812 High Sedaner 29. Currently, man, it got colder. It's 13 degrees. Jesus, what's going on?
Yikes. It's definitely going to be cold for the next few days. Yeah. It looks like next week should be better. Once but it does say that it feels like it's about 5 degrees.
We got to get past the week. I think it's supposed to snow this week.
Yeah, now I heard that rumor too. I'm going to call my mama and she's going to get with her prayer warriors and we're going to try to see if we can cast that down.
Let's
do Jesus.
It. I'm here for it. Can I just go ahead and add me into the call?
We're going to figure something out. Now, KC, when you're vibing at the crib, make sure you tell your smart speaker, hey, Google, play Hot 103 Jams, and hopefully they get you right. Mm-hmm. Now, we were recently having this conversation off air about job loyalty, and each generation has a different outlook on jobs. Now, there are several different surveys that are out there that say Gen Z is kind of more so that generation that does not care. If a job mistreats them, they are out the door.
Yeah.
But when I've had conversations with, of course, my grandmother and even my mom, there's a difference in the conversation as they were sticking with companies for 20 plus years, 30 plus years. But my question to you, J-Dub, and to all the cousins that are listening, you can text us right now, 816-900-4103. Want to hear your opinion. Is job loyalty dead?
I think, because there are so many jobs out there now, like back in the day, like you worked in the city that you were from.
Yeah.
Now you can go anywhere. You can work remote. You can do that. And what you come in at is where you're striving from that point on. So if you want to make more money or you want to get a better position, sometimes you got to go outside the company because they may not be hiring or they may not have that position that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's real. And then, of course, I feel like some people need stability in a sense of they love the fact of staying at a company for 10 plus years because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get into some certain benefits that you get when you hit 10, 20, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, from my lens, do what makes sense for you. But some of these jobs out here, they won't care. They won't care about you.
They won't care. And they're not offering the same like benefits. Like you talk about 10, 20, 30 years. Nobody got pension anymore. Nobody got a reason for you to stay for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know. That's just me.
And one of our cousins hit the line and said, yeah, if they mistreat me, I'm out the door.
Bye.
And I get that because they'll drop you like it's none.
Yeah. I mean, if something were to happen to you today, your job would be posted. You know that because the company has to continue to move on. It's business. A lot of times it's business. One of the things I like about KPRS is that it's a family here, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's family when you walk in the door, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not the same everywhere, though.
Yeah, well, former First Lady Michelle Obama looked like she got some new family. Cat Williams joins the show, her podcast. We'll bring you into a glimpse of what that sounds like, at least the first few seconds of that interview. Mm-hmm. She gave him a nice compliment. We're going to play that up next at The Morning Gossip, 8:23 right here. Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 highs today, near 29. Gonna be partly sunny and a little cold, but that's okay. Currently, it is 13 degrees in Raytown.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, Cat Williams sat down with former First Lady Michelle Obama on her podcast, and this is a part of how the conversation went.
The only
Cat Williams.
Hi, Cat Williams.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I am all.
Thank you.
You're a handsome dude.
Right.
Yeah, you know that. You know that about yourself.
There were so many options. God had to make some people 5'5".
The rest of the height to us.
Right? Yes. You guys are both strikingly tall.
The conversation was pretty PG, of course. I mean, you know, you're sitting down with the former First Lady. Yeah, don't get too crazy now. This is not Shannon Sharp. But of course, a compliment from the First Lady. Brock, you might want to watch out, man.
Listen, she said, you are a handsome dude.
No, Cat Williams is very handsome. Like a little leprechaun.
Yeah, when he get his hair, as long as he got that hair together, he look all right.
Yeah, so that interview just dropped. Of course, I'm sure throughout the weekend, you'll hear more about it. But that is The Morning Gossip. Birthday, Sagittarius season, the best sign in the world. Why? Because Beyonce said it. And of course, your favorite cousin is a Sag. And that's my jam. We got that on deck. We got King George tickets. Listen in if you want that hookup. Right here. It's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to those curious, intellectual, and those bold Sagittarius. We the best.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to actor who's always in the news for saying the wrong thing, Orlando Brown. Sending over a big happy birthday to actor known for his role as Braxton on The Jamie Foxx Show. Happy B-Day to Christopher B. Duncan. Happy heavenly birthday with notable roles in theater and TV films, Tony Todd. Sending over a happy birthday to movie actor Jeff Bridges. Happy birthday to R&B singer straight out the Midwest, Leighton Green. Happy birthday to country singer Jelly Roll. A major happy birthday to personality, producer, businesswoman, actress, author, and model, who was the first black woman on GQ and Sports Illustrated. Happy birthday to Tyra Banks. And last but not least, send it over a major happy birthday to the iconic rapper, entrepreneur, songwriter, and record producer. Happy birthday to Jay-Z. It's Hov. A big happy birthday to my little cousin, Amir. Happy 6th birthday, cousin. We know your birthday is on the 7th, but we gonna start the celebration right now. And your auntie wants you to know to be on the lookout for something in the mail. And big shout out to all the cousins around KC celebrating on December 4th. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Enjoy your day.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God!
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, who this?
Hey, this is Elaysha.
Hey, Elaysha. What you doing, cousin?
Up on this morning trying to get the grind on.
You layering up this morning? Like putting on all the layers to get out there?
Oh, yeah, I got layers. Layers on top of layers.
Since B Shot is not here, I got to ask, since he would ask, is that check engine light on?
That's
you know what? It's cool because I've been saying mine is on. Now, I got minor things, so I know I'll be all right. So I'm guessing it's the same for you, cousin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get to point A to point B. Exactly.
Exactly.
You trying to get hooked up with these two digital tickets to the family tour starring King George going down this Friday?
Yes, I'm trying to do that.
Go ahead and finish these lyrics, okay?
Okay. Four velvet ass got wooed everywhere. What do you say? Me, you, and your Chloe glasses. Uh-huh. Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, okay. Filth Mar jeans. Take that off. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff. No, but don't find it.
Hey, guys! You had it. Go, cousin.
You had it. You had it.
Period. All right, cousin, you getting that hookup.
Okay.
Now, who you going to take with you?
You know, I got a few people in mind. We're going to figure it out.
Is this a roster? You got people? You got options? Or is this like a family thing? You got family options?
It's a family.
Okay, then.
She said she had to narrow it down.
Right. Ooh. All right, cousin, tell everybody what morning show you be getting up with.
Hustle and Shine, Hot 103 Jam.